Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting third. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting seventh. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Pat Underwood. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Parrish steals second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bando. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Bando steals second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Bando scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, Tigers, 1. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a pop-up towards short. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Puttman now playing first base. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitaker is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Putman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morales moves to second. Ed Putman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morales scores. It's 5-4, Brewers. Bob Golasso now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Champ Summers now playing right field. Jerry Morales now playing center field. Ben Oglavi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavi is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oglavi hits a pop-up towards first. Putman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Green pinch hits for Ed Putman. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-3 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Wagner pinch runs for John Wackenfuss. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.